was there once a gateway to Wells River, the area known as Paddy Acre.
When Wells River was first settled in 1770, the mouth of the Wells River was in Paddy Acre, a natural entry from the Connecticut River into the area, and the man-made ridge on which the railroad runs did not exist until 1849. Chamberlain, the first settler, built his home in that area. In 1773, the road from Newbury to Wells River was laid out running right through Paddy Acre. As boats began to bring supplies up to Connecticut in the early 1800s, navigation beyond the mouth of the Wells River was impossible, so a boat landing was developed just south of Paddy Acre. Soon a warehouse was constructed at the boat landing to hold incoming and outgoing products. In 1820, a bridge across the Connecticut to New Hampshire was built in Paddy Acre, allowing wagons and people to easily move across the river. That meant that all entry into Wells River from the south and from the east was through Paddy Acre, the gateway to Wells River. Because of the commercial traffic along with several homes, a hotel appeared at the end of the bridge and a tavern across the road. In 1848, the Connecticut and Passumpsic Rivers Railroad reached Wells River from the south, reached at the boat landing, adding to the importance of this area for Wells River. Soon a railroad terminal was erected near the boat landing and warehouse, a terminal for both passengers and freight. River traffic slowed to nearly nothing, but as the railroad was extended on to Newport in the next few years, the importance of the gateway to Wells River grew. All travelers and all supplies arrived in Wells River at this point. The ultimate end of Gateway began when the double-decker bridge was built in 1853. The bridge at Paddy Acre, by agreement, was torn down. In the battle to build the double-decker, however, railroad up, wagons down, that bridge was fiercely fought.
But that is a story for another day.